Welcome to episode number 205 of the Family Podcast Network. Guys, I ain't feeling so good.
Welcome to the Family Podcast Network, where we help you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. Coming to you from Tuscola, Texas, home and headquarters of the Family Podcast Network. Here's your host, Trey Gibson.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. It doesn't matter if you're expecting, if you have a brand new mom and dad, or if you're a seasoned parent, there is always something we can do to take our parenting to the next level. The date today is March the 25th, 2013. Our topic for today is going to be another FPN classic, pulling one out of the vault. One of the most awesome episodes we've put together before. We're going to talk about combating the parental no-needos. That's right. We're going to talk about getting into that season of life with our kids, especially it typically starts around 2 years old, where it's just, you know, it seems like we're just on their case. No, no, stop it. No, quit. No, no, no. How do we stop that? And a lot of times we get into a tornado of saying no to our kids. The reason why we're going back in time a little bit today on this episode is just like I said in the intro, guys, I feel like crap today. And we were outside working. My wife and I built a duck pen today for our ducks, and we spent a good majority of the time outside. I don't know if I just breathed in a lot of the outside pollen or something like that or what it is, but, man, I tell you, by the time about 10 o'clock rolled around, I was crashing hard. Thought I might could shake it, and anyway, I'm probably going to go pull the nebulizer out of the storage building later in just a little bit and probably suck on that for a little while before I go to bed because this cough is getting pretty bad. So yeah, I may have to pause and kind of cut out for coughing today during this intro segment. We're going to play a little bit of a FPN Vault, one of the FPN Classic episodes, one of the most popular downloaded that we've got. We're going to pull it up, talk a little bit about that as we go through it. Before we do that, guys, to get in our housekeeping, if you want to get notified of new episodes, you can do that by going over to thefamilypodcastnetwork.com, and on the right-hand side, you can enter your name and your email address. We will make sure that we keep you update to every single thing that we post on here, which really, guys, isn't that much. It's three times a week that we'll put stuff out, and there's something really special that you guys might be interested in getting a hold of. You guys can do that. So, guys, if you want to get notified of that, make sure you never miss out on that one episode. You're like, man, if I just would have known, it would have been better. Check that out, guys. Guys, you can also always like us on Facebook. Share this episode. Let me tell you, there's fewer things that you can do more, especially now that Facebook is charging like anywhere from $5 up for me to share out this information to everybody who said they want my stuff. Anyway, I'm not spending that money at this point. Some of them I will. Some of them I'll throw the $5 out because I think they're really important to get to you guys. But in most cases, man, I'm just not going to spend $5 for that, you know. And so it stinks because some of you guys signed up. You're on that. You've liked the page and you want those updates and you can't get them. Don't forget, go hit the little settings bar and click add to interests if you want to make sure that you get them all without me having to pay for them. Guys, also go check us out on our blog, thefamilypodcastnetwork.com/blog, or you can click on blog in the upper navigation bar. My wife writes those, and let me tell you, she does awesome. Normally, I would rant and rave on her more like I normally do, but once again, I don't feel very well, and I'm staving off a cough this entire time, and it stinks. So you guys go check it out. It's really good. Guys, if you want to support the show, 30 cents per episode, you can do that by becoming a PTACR. That's Parents for Ethical Treatment of Adolescents and Kids. It's just a fun way of helping us send this message out to other people. How do we build this show up? It's folks like you that come behind us to say, man, we received so much out of this. We want to give back to the other folks that are out there listening to this. We want to help make that happen. We want to help help other parents get to the point where they don't want to pull their hair out, to where they begin to realize that parenting does not have to be as hard as we've been told that it is, and that it can slowly and steadily become easier and easier. If you want other people to be able to get a hold of that, you can do that right now. I just now hired, speaking of putting that money into the business, I just recently hired over the weekend a guy who's going to start doing some coding on the computer, on the website, to start building you PTACRs a special page. That'll be a page that you guys will have direct access to. Me, I get lots of emails from folks saying, Trey, could you do this? Could you do that? You know, could you talk about this subject and those kinds of things? There's a lot of them that come in, frankly, and they're great questions, and we want to answer them. And what I realized was happening was that PTAC members who had signed up and were supporting members were getting the same treatment as everybody else. And in my mind, if you're going to be somebody that's going to stand up and support the show, you need to get special treatment. And so we decided what we're going to do is we're going to build a separate page for you guys. We're going to start building up our different kind of membership benefits you're going to get for being a member, and we're going to slowly start putting those together. One of those is going to be we're going to find a way to put every episode of Family Podcast Network on there so you can download it on your iPhone and listen to all the backlogged shows that you haven't been able to get a hold of. We're also going to set it up to where you'll have direct access to a special email system that will flag me, so everybody who is a PTACer will always get precedence. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to stop answering those that aren't out there. You guys are still important to me. Your questions are still important. However, I am going to give precedence and to the folks who have paid to be a member of this show. Guys, if you do want to support the show, 30 cents an episode, 3 dimes. If you feel like you're getting 3 dimes of information, help, support, holy crap, I'm not the only person out there like me. If you feel like you're getting that, once again, guys, consider becoming a PTACer. They're going to do a little bit of work to that membership page as well. But you go over there, you can select your monthly or yearly membership and click the pay it now for PayPal if you have a PayPal account. Even if you don't, guys, you can always do a credit card through PayPal as well. And then last, if you guys have any questions, comments, thoughts, questions, topics, encouragement you want to throw out to us, there's a lot of ways you can get a hold of us. You can always email me at treygibson@thefamilypodcastnetwork.com. You can send me an internet voicemail through SpeakPipe over the right-hand side. They now have added iPhone and iPad support, so you can now leave those messages through your iPhone and iPad over the website as well. Very, very, very cool. You can always call me at 661-PARENT-0 if you're out in your car driving about. Dial 661-PARENT-0, leave me a voicemail, talk about, you know, throw a question up there that you want us to get answered on the show. You can always do that. Once again, that is 661-PARENT and the number 0. And then lastly, guys, you can always go to the Contact Us page or contact us on Facebook. We've had some fun debates. We've had some real serious, and we've had some as simple as, which way do you think the toilet paper roll should go? We love having fun over at the Facebook site, and sometimes getting serious over at Facebook, but we like to keep it light, have fun, ask those questions. It's a lot of fun. Go check us out over there, guys. Also, I need to get some information from you guys. I threw up a poll on the Facebook site that is voting to whether or not we should have guest blogs on. I've had a lot of people get on and say, hey, I'd like to be a guest blogger on your site. Now, we're really not set up for blogging in the fullest sense because this is a podcast. However, we do have a blog. Corey doesn't mind if we have guest blogs up, and she's the one who typically writes those over there. But I want to check with them, y'all. Do y'all want to have some guest bloggers? They would, of course, be vetted by me if I thought they were a load of crap. I probably wouldn't let them on. If I thought they were a load of crap but they were valuable to us learning how to do things right, I might allow them on with a caveat at the start of them. Or some of these, what they're writing is actually really good. It's good information. It might be stuff you want. It also helps us. It helps us small business owners kind of gain precedence in Google's eyes when we share those out. So that's one of the reasons we give out good information to each other. But at the same time, it also helps us get noticed in Google a little better as well. So anyway, consider doing that, guys, and check that out. Also, lastly, show today is, as always, supported by Audible over at audible.com. Guys, I love them. I once again, they didn't seek me out and pay me money. I asked them and said, hey, I want to feature you guys. Will you let me? They're awesome. All the books that I've ever read on parenting and small business, I did it through audible.com. You download them on your phone. Somebody reads them out to you. They have good, strong voices that do it. I absolutely enjoy it. It syncs with your Amazon device or with your Amazon app on your iDevice, your Apple device. And so you can, if it has WhisperSync technology built into it, you can read it on your Apple, you know, your Amazon device. And then when you're done, you can bookmark it. When you start up Audible, it'll pick up where you left off and read it to you. Stinking cool. Highly, highly recommend it, guys. You want to try it out for free. Audible has, for you guys here at the Fan Podcast Network, set it up to where you guys will get a free download, one free download, a complete book downloaded through audible.com that you can try out and see if you like it. First, it is audibletrials.com/family podcast, or if you're on thefamilypodcastnetwork.com, at the very bottom, you'll see the Audible icon. Click on that little bad boy and get set up, and it's worth it, guys. You can cash out of it if you don't like it at any time. Audible.com, cool guys, love what they do. All right, guys, I'm trying to think if there's anything else we need to cover before we jump into our topic today. To the listener out there, Andrew, who sent in the question that we mentioned we were going to answer, I did put together the Das Experten Council of folks who are kind of our experts. They're going to be our expert panel, And I did get that question answered by Jeff Emery. He is a licensed marriage and family therapist. And anyway, he's got a superb answer to your question, Andrew, that you asked about depression and ADHD. And I am not going to put that up today. Once again, I'm going to wrap this up, and I'm going to go to bed early tonight because I feel junky. We will get that into Wednesday's episode, so long as nothing crazy goes on like me get worse and not feel good at all on Wednesday. So anyway, thanks again for that question, Andrew. We will get that answered as soon as possible. So like I said today, guys, we're going to jump into our show, which is going to be on the no-nato. I think this is one of the things we get caught up so much in. We want to call it like during the terrible twos, where we get caught up in the excuse me, in the no-no, stop it, no-no-no. But in reality, if you take a look at it, we get into it with our teenagers as well. And so I think it's vital to learn, how do you combat these no-natos? How do you turn something in to a no-nato, or how do you keep things from turning into no-natos without becoming like pushovers? And it is absolutely possible. It's actually very easy to do once you kind of learn how to untrain yourself doing some things. But it's absolutely possible. And we're going to talk a little bit today about how do we get around those and how do we get past them. I always ask for you guys to go gentle. Remember, this is episode 55. This was many, many moons ago. So we were working on equipment that was substandard to what we're using today at the Family Podcast Network. So anyway, I always ask to excuse any of the sound quality as it has improved drastically over the last few years. So most definitely didn't withdraw from the quality of this. So, and an absolutely wonderful episode. So once again, we are now going to rewind it a little bit today back to one of the FPN classics, episode number 55, The No-Nato. Take it away, Trey. Awesome topic, avoiding parental no-nato. So first off, some of you guys out there are like, all right, Trey, thanks for all the little fancy little sets of words here. What the heck is a no-nato? Great question. Simply this. A no-nato is basically a series of no's that occur when we're telling our kid what not to do. No, stop it, quit. Oh, no, quit it. No, no, bad. That's what we're talking about. So what's an example going to be like? An example would be like this. You come into the kitchen, and your little toddler comes in with you, and they walk up, and they begin reaching up and trying to grab the bag of sugar that you've set on the edge of the table. No, stop it. And then you pick up the sugar, and you move it away. During this period of time, they've now migrated over to the dining room table in the kitchen, and now they're reaching up trying to pull your coffee mug that had coffee in it earlier from this morning. You take that away from them. No, stop it. Then the next thing you know, by the time you've gotten over there, they've walked over to the oven, and they're reaching up there, and they're trying to slide the pan that you washed earlier that morning from breakfast. You're trying to slide that off. You take that away. No, stop it. And you put that somewhere safe. And by the time you get back, they've already reached around and they found something on the floor that's absolutely revoltingly gross, and they're trying to stick that in their mouth. You snatch that away from them. No, right? Do you see how that's a no-nato? It's like a no-tornado. And parents get caught up in these really quick, and they get to count on their kids. No, no, stop it, quit. No, blah, 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 blah. And so they get so caught up. And I'm admitting this in myself as well. But we'll get so caught up in these things that we forget to tell our kids, as we're telling them no, we forget to stop and tell them what should they be doing. What is okay for them to be doing? Because in reality, what that little kid is doing is actually very good demonstrated behavior. It's curiosity and fascination. It's investigation and checking things out. What does a coffee mug feel like? What is that pot? What does that pot feel like? What is this nice, dark, black thing I found on the floor taste like? That's actually very good behavior to see from a kid, because it's investigative, and it's them growing and learning and memorizing new information and data and inputs that are coming in that says this feels like this and that feels like that. And it's a good thing. I think of Johnny Five, if anybody remembers that very old movie, Johnny Five. You know, need input, right? Kids are that way. Kids need input. They need to feel new things and experience. And so we want that from them, but we get so caught up in telling them no that we sometimes forget to tell them what we want them to do. Yes to this. This is what I want you to do. And it's a very, very important thing to... Just today, we had an experience that was kind of interesting. My oldest daughter woke up this morning,
And I'm recording this on the 13th, when in reality, by the time you guys hear this, it'll be Thursday. But today, on Tuesday, my daughter woke up with a stomach bug, and my wife rolled her ankle this morning, and so she's been down. So I've been handling the puddles of vomit and the dumping trash bins and all that other stuff, which is fine. It's part of being a daddy and being nurturing. But anyway, we've been dealing with some of that. Well, she finally started feeling a little bit better, and my son wanted to play some Wii today. Of course, if y'all followed any of these podcasts, y'all know my son and his Wii. Sorry if that sounds all wrong, but anyway, his Nintendo Wii, and so he wanted to come in and play. And he sat down and got on. He was sitting there playing, and something was happening. And I think that my daughter was doing really well. She's my 5, almost 6 years old, and my son 4 was not doing as well. And he's gotten really good at the game now. And he wasn't doing very well, and he was getting really frustrated. And they started fussing and then wrestling over a controller or something like that. And the next thing I know, I think my son just decided to headbutt my daughter. It wasn't that hard. It sounds like, for the most part, it was an accident. But it was resulting from them fighting and fussing at each other about something that was ridiculous and didn't need to be fought about. Well, what does Daddy do when he comes in? All he sees is that now my daughter's sitting there is, you know, oh, I just got headbutt. And she wasn't crying or anything like that. But my initial response was I sent him to the room and said, you know, quit fighting. No more playing Wii. Sent him to his room. And I was going to send my daughter too. But all I could see was just, you know, bile ejecting onto the floor. And I was going to have to clean up more. So I didn't want her to move. So we just shut the Wii off. And he had to go to his room. And I just said, you know, quit fighting. Stop. No. And I stopped and I began evaluating that. And truthfully, I'd already gone putting together the notes for this episode already. And I started thinking, I said, you know what, you're doing it, Trey. You're doing that no, but you're not giving them any results. So I pulled them back in and I told them, I said, guys, when y'all get frustrated at you, I said, I do not want you to do this. No, right? Which is a very important piece of teaching a kid. Don't do this. But then I said, but what I need y'all to do is when y'all are getting frustrated with each other, when the other one's doing well, just tell them, good job. Way to go. Encourage each other. Focus more on how the other one is doing good, and then it makes them feel good. And I got to watch them practice it a few minutes later when they were playing Wii later in the day. They were sitting there playing with each other, and one of them was doing really well, and the other one was like, hey, way to go. You're doing a good job, Grant. Look at you. You know, so they were really encouraging. So make sure if you shut your kid down on something, no, right? Don't get caught up and just, you know, fully automatic. No, 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 right? Don't get caught up in that. Also tell your kids what they need to be doing. It's very, very, very important. So some of the things that we've bumped into, I'm going to give you guys just kind of some case examples from our family. First off, our 2-year-old Cora, she's gotten into this habit to wear because I am personally, I think it's because we've been saying no, 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 no so much. We've noticed that she started saying it as well. A lot of the things that I think the terrible twos bring out that just irritate the crap out of parents, I think we're ones that typically teach them those things. We're the ones who are, no, no, stop it, no, no. And then all kids are really doing is just parroting that information, those learned responses back at us. That's what you're seeing inherently. So our daughter was picking up on that, and she got into a habit where she was, no, no, stop it, no, 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 whenever we would ask her to do something. So one day, I finally was just like, you know what? Cora, you need to say yes, ma'am, or yes, sir, whenever mommy and daddy tell you to do something. You know what she did? Yes, sir. And that's the issue. We haven't had an issue with it. I think she was just doing what she knew, what she'd seen us do. And she'd never been told an alternative. And when we gave her one, she did just fine with it. Kind of another similar thing that we had was, you know, we've shared before about how we kind of had an issue with our son Grant whenever we would tell him he needed to stop playing Wii. You know, he'd get really upset and he'd start whining. So one day, finally, my wife was just like, Grant, when we say that you need to just say, okay, that's what you need to do. When we say you need to stop playing, instead of whining, just say, okay, Mom, okay, Dad. And so we told him that once, and then guess what happened? He did it the next time, and he struggled a little bit, but he goes, okay. And I genuinely believe in many of these cases. Now, understand, some kids, 2 and 3, cannot control those emotional states very well. And so I'm not saying that you can suggest that to your 2 and 3-year-old and they're going to follow through on that. I recommend do it anyway. Don't get frustrated with them when they can't, but go ahead and do it anyway, because you're teaching them and you're educating them to be ready for that whenever their brains are developmentally ready for it. But go ahead and just tell your kids, what do you want them to do? And I think that's a really important piece to it, and especially in trying to avoid these no NATOs, this no, quit it. It's one of the best ways that we can stay out of it is we can show them what they can do that is interesting. So another piece of that. And then I want to also, guys, I really want to emphasize this. So we've gotten into it. Your kid's doing something they don't need to be doing. You tell them what you want them to do different. And then you set them loose. And then the next time it comes around, and then they do what you ask them to do. So let's take the Wii. We come in. Grant, you need to get off the Wii. He starts whining and crying. Son, what I need you to do from now, it's not okay to whine. But when we ask you to get off the Wii, we need you just to say, yes, sir. The next time that we come around and we play Wii, and we go, okay, Grant, you need to get off. And maybe he gets kind of a little bit fussy. You know, first somebody goes, okay, yes, sir. You need to reinforce that. What is reinforcement? That is just doing something that is likely to make that behavior happen again in the future. I'll tell you guys how we do it. We use a pebble jar system. I'm going to do probably a video podcast here pretty soon about our pebble system. I've referenced it in a previous podcast before, but I really want to go in depth to how that is and what it is and how it works. But essentially, we have a big jar with a bunch of pebbles and then two small little jars that are actually candle holders that you can get at like Bed Bath & Beyond or Hobby Lobby or whatever you've got, whatever craft stores you guys got around you. Anyway, our kids decorate them and put their names on them. So we got Anna and Grant. And then what happens is, instead of like giving them like candy every time they do something good or a toy every time they do something good, what we do is that they'll come in and they'll do something good, and then we maybe give them two or three pebbles. And we weigh that for whatever it is, for whatever it's worth. So, you know, if we tell them to put their bowl away and they go, okay, yes, sir, you know, and they put it away, they may get one or two pebbles. But if they take their bowl without me having to say anything, they get five or six. And then what happens is they fill up these jars. And when the jars get filled up, they get to go and pick out of the quote-unquote pick box. And the pick box is just a box that we get these cheap little toys from Michael's or Hobby Lobby or Target is one of our favorite places to go. And we just get these cheap little toys. And so doing something like that is a way to reinforce. Now, if we say, oh, son, that gets you pebbles, they immediately their little faces light up and they go, oh! Just like that. I mean, it's just kind of funny, and it's to them it's really exciting because they understand it's a little payment to get them something that they want later. So always make sure that you reinforce your kids after they, you know, you told them don't do this, you tell them to do this, and then when they do it the very first time, you give them some kind of reinforcement. Let them know that not only did you notice it, but they're going to get way more attention for doing that new behavior, which is what you want, than by throwing the fit or whining or no or whatever else, right? It's very, very important. Some parents have come out and said, you know, they've been like, all right, Trav, teenagers, this isn't going to work for them. There's still ways to implement it that it can work. Maybe you can use a ticket system, depending on how old they are and if they're not going to feel patronized. You can go like to Office Depot and buy a roll of those tickets. And you can treat those tickets as a lot like money, like almost like a monetary system. So they save up those tickets, and then in some cases they can buy certain things. They can, like, one of the things that, like, I had a mom who was just very intuitively put it together was that she would buy iTunes gift cards. And she would take those iTunes gift cards, and then any time that, you know, they could cash in on certain amounts. So she'd have $5 ones and $10 ones and then $20 ones that she would keep in the house. And anytime they saved enough tickets, they could get one of those. And they were really excited because most kids never run out of the desire to want more music. And especially now with some of the new technologies that are coming out, it's getting a lot harder to share peer-to-peer information illegally. You know, they're needing these things. And so set them up with that. I had one mom who just, she just had just the thinnest little girl in the world. And anyway, she was real worried about her health and her weight, and so she loved Snicker bars, so she would just keep Snicker bars in this little pick box because it was something that was caloric that she could eat that would, you know, she would, you know, ingest and whatnot. And so anyway, that was one of the things. And then the other option is just do cash, You know, just maybe if they do certain amounts, then they can just get cash from you. You know, so maybe you can even remove the ticket completely and just do it that way. But there's ways to implement these things. But make sure anytime your kid does what they're supposed to do, they get reinforcement. If you say be home by midnight or before, and they show up at 11:59, They need to get a reinforcement of some type, whether it's just a, hey, good job, or a fist bump, or taters, or whatever. I don't care. Or maybe you give them, a iTunes gift card. I don't know, but something that makes them go, ooh, I want to do this again. Remember this. This is the key piece out of all of this. This is the keystone that everything else lies on. Remember this. The key is to teach what you want your kid to do, not gripe at your kid or punish them for not doing what you want. I mean, that's the key that makes all this stuff work. It's really probably the foundation of effective discipline working in your house, is that discipline is about teaching your kid what you want them to do or do different, not about getting on to them because they're not doing it. Now, I want to do an aside here, because I know some of you guys out there are balking at me already. I acknowledge that direct disobedience is a very different thing. Some kids push the boundaries. They know exactly what we want. We've taught them what they want, and they know. And they directly do it against what we want anyway. And those issues may need to be handled differently. That is another podcast topic that is in my list that we're going to get to. However, I'm not going to cover it today. I am going to leave you guys with this to be chewing on. Often, that is a mirror of us as parents, not as some kind of genetically encoded desire to rebel and resist us. Sometimes it's possible that we don't follow through on our consequences. Maybe we say you're going to be grounded, and then we don't really ground them. Maybe we say we're going to take something away from them, but we let them do it anyway, and we don't stop them. If we don't have the intestinal fortitude to own up to what we say we're going to do, kids pick up on that, and they will exploit that. Or they may learn that what I've got to go through is worth it. You know, I want to keep playing my PlayStation 3, and to do that, all I've got to do is listen to Mom lecture at me for 10 or 15 minutes, but then I can play it for 5 or 6 hours. I mean, seriously, who wouldn't try to get away with that if they could? Boundary systems, right? We've got to follow through with consequences. The second reason that we see direct disobedience often is sometimes it's possible that learning, that disobedience is learned from us as parents. And I've had parents say, oh, no, no. I mean, this is right after they told me the story of disrespecting a cop or telling off their boss at work, you know, or walking out on a job, you know. I mean, I've seen them talk about how they're respectful to everybody, but they just totally are disrespectful to their ex-husband or wife. And if you're not careful, you can most certainly and most indubitably be teaching your kid to be just as disrespectful as they are being to you. So it jumps up and it bites us in the butt. So anyway, that's a podcast for another day, and we will eventually be getting to that one. So, guys, remember this. This is the bottom line here. Stick to your yeses. Avoid your no's and your no-nados. Stick to telling them what you want them to be doing more than telling them, no, don't do that. Remember this. I'm not saying that you don't tell your kids no. I am not trying to imply that just always tell your kid yes. Yes, it's okay to do this. Yes, it's okay to do that. Yes, it's okay. That is not what I'm saying here. But what I'm saying is take that no and turning it into, here's what I do want you to do. Here is what is okay. Here's what I am ready for you to do. Well, guys, that is all that we have for this episode today. Remember, guys, it is all about the relationships. If you guys will consider becoming a subscriber through the email form at the right, where you just enter in your name and your email address, and you're going to get updates about new stuff that's going out and new content and free stuff that we're going to be giving out. Remember, if you do that, you've got between now and next Friday, the 23rd, I believe, you've got between now and midnight of next Friday to get your name in, entered into a random drawing to get a copy of Elizabeth Pantley's book, The No Cry Solution. So if you've been hoping to get that book, and you just haven't had quite enough money for you to justify doing it because there's other things that are going on, here is your opportunity to get a stab at a free copy of it. I'll ship it straight to your door, no cost to you whatsoever. Guys, I want to say thank you for joining us for this episode of Family Podcast Network, where we help you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. You guys have a good day. We will see you tomorrow for our next podcast.